There is a secret that most pro athletes, elite CEOs, and high performers all know. They all have a group of world-class coaches working for them to help them optimize their potential. At Super Athlete Radio, our goal is to provide you with the caliber of world-class coaches and guests to help you unlock your potential, dominate your industry, and dominate your life. Let's get better today.
Welcome to Super Athlete Radio. It's Nikki Ann. Excited to have you here today. How are you?
Mr. Jackson, I'm doing well. How'd you sleep last night?
I slept pretty good.
Yeah?
That's great that you asked me that question, because that's where we're going to go on this episode today. Should you work out on lack of sleep? And I think, like, broader context, how can we perform really well even if we're feeling like shit or if we didn't sleep?
I like that. I like that concept.
So I asked you, how do you feel about working out on lack of sleep? Do you feel like it's beneficial?
I think it's beneficial. I think innately, like, I cringe at the thought of, you know, because I like sleep. I can sleep. Yeah, I can sleep. But but I think it is important, especially adjusting, like, you know, to a new time zone or a new cycle or, you know, stuff like that. It's important to get the body moving immediately. And it gets you, like, awake. What's your thought?
I agree with that on the time zone. I think it prevents jet lag if you can immediately work out when you get somewhere. And then also, I think it's really beneficial too. I think the common perception is to just rest.
Yeah. That'll fuck you.
And I think there could be some merit to that, but I think there's more benefits to actually doing your workout. So one, ideally you have your stuff planned out for the week, whether you plan it yourself or you have a company like us plan it for you.
Yeah.
But then you don't have to think about whether or not I'm going to work out each day and what I'm going to do each day. It's already laid out. And because it's already laid out, then I think you should just do it because it's already laid out.
Yeah.
I think the second thing is we can get more energy from working out. So by working out earlier in the day, if you're on a lack of sleep, it can increase your productivity and performance and energy levels for the rest of the day, as long as you're not burning yourself out and doing the workout in terms of, you know, spending 2 hours at the gym or, you know, doing a 15-mile run or something like that. So I think it actually can increase your energy and increase your productivity rather than take away from that.
Yeah. I think that's excellent. I mean, you've been known to do that quite a bit. Like, what do you think are the top times to, like, when you're tired, what are your times to work out? Is it as soon as you wake up? Is it doing meditation and then, like, working out? What's your go-to protocol?
I think that's a great question. I think everyone's different. It's just, I think when it comes to, you just don't want to work out near the end of the day because then you're going to raise your heart rate and it's going to make it harder to sleep.
Yeah, I've experienced.
And then it's just multiple days in a row of not sleeping well. But ideally you do it earlier in the day and whatever works for you, whether that's right after you wake up or after a few hours. Some people do it best at lunch, but earlier in the day, I think is I found most beneficial, and it's found most beneficial for clients. And then the third thing that I think why it's good is this is something that we've talked about on a couple of the episodes of just being able to train your body to perform well when it's not feeling that good. And I think that translates over to all areas of life to be able to perform well when you're not feeling good. So I think you're training yourself in a certain way to be able to get things done.
Yeah.
And to do it whether you feel good or not.
Yeah. I know Will Smith has actually done that with his kids.
Okay.
And I think it gives a sense of, like, responsibility to yourself.
Yeah.
So what he's done with Jaden, it's in his book. Is okay, you can stay all night and, you know, play video games, but you're still going to wake up.
Yeah.
You're going to do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great like lesson in terms of managing your time, and also like regardless of how you feel, like shit needs to get done. So get it done in a way that's, you know, having exercise, that's one thing to pull off your lift, but it is going to give you like energy to get the rest of your day done.
And Jaden's his older son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second oldest son.
Second oldest.
He had a son from like a previous marriage.
Okay. Because he also has a story in his book where he talks about how he was very militaristic
mm-hmm.
with his kids when he worked with them on movies together.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had kind of a shift. I don't know if he had a bunch of ayahuasca or what, but he had a shift where he realized he needed to be less that way. And he was, and then the movie that he was less that way with the kid,
mm-hmm.
it bombed.
Really?
Yeah.
Ta.
And I'm sure there was other factors beyond that.
Don't do drugs.
But it was really interesting because the whole intention mm-hmm. was to protect his son by treating him better and letting him, you know, play video games between takes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you didn't keep the main thing, because then the movie bombed and the kid's like, what the fuck? Like, you know, the kids started getting a bunch of flack and critique and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think whether you like it, to think of it or not, I think we're parenting ourselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the amount of self-talk we have, you know, your body's telling you, oh, well, you should sleep in. Mm-hmm. Like you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you see a child, you feel sometimes inclined to go soft rather than what needs to be done
mm-hmm.
To get the objective, which is in turn, you know, the better thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's important to know how we're parenting ourselves, how we're talking to ourselves, and, you know, what we're doing for ourselves to be better long term.
Yeah.
Because long term, like, obviously it sucks to wake up 6 a.m. and like go straight into workout and I haven't slept very well.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing I'm doing this on the front end, so on the back end, I have more energy to, you know, get work completed, to, you know, have a successful day, to win today. So I mm-hmm. think it's great. And a lot of people don't talk about that.
And I think that's how you really build authentic confidence, is doing mm-hmm. stuff, whether you feel like it or not.
Yeah.
So. And then I guess the other, the little context that I would have on it is I'm also a believer in kind of having, I guess in gym term, it would be like
mm-hmm.
push days and pull days. But to look at that from like a life perspective, where like push days are, I'm going to push through stuff
mm-hmm.
no matter what. Even if I got 4 or 5 hours of sleep, I'm still going to work out. I'm still going to have this long day. I'm still going to find a way to perform well. And then a pull day would be, well, I only got 4 or 5 hours of sleep last night and I don't have as much going on professionally, so I'm going to rest this morning, or things like that.
Okay, so knowing like time and place kind of thing, like knowing
exactly
what days to do what and where.
Okay. I'm a big believer in seasons, right? So like, is it a season to
push? Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it a season to
pull back and give yourself? Yeah.
And then like each day is kind of like a mini season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. I like that. And it always, like you say, it always starts the night before.
Great day always starts the night before.
Knowing what season you're heading into.
And then broader question based on this topic,
mm-hmm.
what are some things you feel like people can do, or what do? Where you feel you feel like you're still productive and you're performing well and you're showing up well, even if you feel like shit. What are some things people can do
to stay productive even when you feel like shit?
Yeah.
Well, ideally, you again, I think fundamentals are so huge. I'm a big believer in like, if you can, if it works for you, you either sleep in your workout clothes. I know that sounds crazy, or you know, you make it so easy for you to do those things
mm-hmm.
where there's no saying no to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, because it still could be tough in terms of if you're really, really tired and you're like, hey, I need to like work out because I'm really tired.
Mm-hmm.
what has worked for me a little bit is knowing something that has to get done immediately. Mm-hmm. So if you have a child or like a dog, it's you wake up, take that dog out, because it just needs to happen. They need to, you know, prioritize something beyond yourself, and then, you know, get what you need to get done in terms of your workout, because you're still going to be tired,
right?
But yeah, sometimes that, you know, it could be just roll out of bed,
yeah,
get a cup of coffee, right? Just find a way to automate whatever it is that you're doing, and make it really easy for you to get up.
I think that's really good. Mm-hmm. So setting up your environment.
Yeah.
And then knowing exactly what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So simplifying things.
Yeah. Have a mission immediately. Like, because if you don't, it's going to be so hard for you to, because you're not going to want to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell yourself, yeah, like I'm tired and I need to work out. But you just, humans aren't built that way.
Mm-hmm.
So find that thing that's going to immediately get you out of bed in the morning. So. Yeah.
I think that's really good. And then the one thing I would add to that is just, again, knowing what works for you and knowing what doesn't work for you. And then having that written out somewhere or an app somewhere. So then in the day, you don't have to think about it. Just know I'm going to do this stuff. I'm not going to do the other stuff.
Yeah. And I think another thing is finding, like, because some people, especially we're so sedentary now, people's first inclination is to get up and fucking scroll on their phone.
Mm.
But you could potentially use that to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, I'm going to walk outside and watch my TikTok videos. I'm not allowed to watch my TikTok videos in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll be your warm up, and then just go and start working out. You know, whatever your the first thing that you do in the morning is, try to use it to your advantage. That's what I think. I don't know. What do I know?
I heard somewhere that the first 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
of every day, and then the last 10 minutes before you go to sleep, what you think about has the biggest impact on your subconscious.
Yeah. So you think no inputs? You're big on that.
I would recommend no inputs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, but if the TikTok kind of gets you outside, then shit, more power to you.
Yeah, at least it's a good, like, temporary thing. Yeah. But the way you do it is you meditate or pray or whatever.
Mm.
And then you get into your workout and get into your day, which I think is ideal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the brain needs a break from the inputs.
Yeah.
The brain does need a break from the inputs.
I agree. Do what he says.